Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're chilling with the matriarch herself, the creme de la creme, the ultimate drip, the cherry on top, the icing on the cake, the whole cake, the table where the cake is chilling. Matter of fact, I am the tiles where the table, the cake, the icing, and the cherry are chilling. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the disrespectful child of Eagle FM. I am the matriarch. I am the child that you do not scanner in front of because you don't want to hear your dirty secrets out there. Ladies and gentlemen, the aim and objective of this show is to pull the heartstrings. It is to address the elephant in the room. It is definitely, right, to ruffle up a few feathers. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you guys have to be very, very attentive. Today, there's no break, nyana, nyana. There's no waiting for later. There's no those funny, funny things, ladies and gentlemen. Today, I come violently. Today is violence. Eh? I even took off my jersey because it's hot in the studio because I'm like, I'm a spit fire. Today, I'm spitting fire. Ladies and gentlemen, the only men that complain about girls liking money are the men that don't have money. Find me outside. How about that? You'll never find Opa Indongo complaining, kucha, oh, these chicks, they like money. Never forever. But you, Jonas Ipinge, eh? From Babylon, Mbwayaria, Totina, you are number one. Women like money. Women like money. You will never hear gentlemen with money complaining about women that like money. Never. Because them, they know that the finer things in life, they don't cost peanuts. The finer things in life, ladies and gentlemen, they are not free. The finer things in life are expensive. But yet, you guys are very busy, eh? I've been watching you guys the whole week, right? The whole week, you guys have been complaining and complaining and complaining and complaining. And I've been like, All right, so what do you mean? Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much. That is exactly what I've been doing all week. I have been listening attentively to you guys. And the only conclusion that I have is you guys are too broke to be in relationships. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and asked yourself, matriarch, are you financially capable of being in a relationship or are you fooling yourself? Because me, point number one, guys, I am not financially where I need to be. That's why I cannot actually accommodate a relationship right now. Because me, I like things and I like nice things. And not just anything. Like, it must be exquisite. It must be immaculate. It must be extravagant. It must be, hey, it must be flamboyant. Eh? Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Woo! Those type of things. Now, how am I going to be now in a relationship and not spend money when all I want to do is burn through the money? I just want to burn through the money. I want to be, let's go shake our asses in Swakop. Let's go. Eh? I want to be at that position. But now, I cannot because I have other things to do. I have babies. I have what, right? But you guys out there in the world, in Namibia to be specific, do you ever look at yourself, Kucha? Man, I am struggling. Even for me, myself, I cannot find a $50. What am I going to give somebody's daughter? Why are you people dragging people's daughters into your poverty? That's the question for tonight. Why are you guys so eager to be in relationships if you know you can't actually maintain that relationship? And it's not only financially, because when a man is not financially capable, right, he becomes this monster, or he becomes this what do you call it? What, insecure? Yes, he becomes so insecure about you, especially when you are making more money or making the real money. He becomes so insecure. Oh, so even today, chicken is picking you up to go to work. I'm like, yes, we are going to work. Say, ha. Oh, so even today, you have to be speaking on the radio. Say, yes. So even today, on a Sunday, you are working. Of course, say, Men that are not busy with anything have a lot of time. They are usually sexually promiscuous. They are usually drinkers. They are usually very, very busy with a whole lot of nonsense because they don't have priorities. They don't have objectives. They have no sense of direction. There is nothing worse than a dumb guy. There's nothing worse than a couch potato. Nobody wants to date a couch potato. It's only sexy for the first month because you are selling dreams and the business is booming. Whoa, Moss, right? Like, yeah, I see myself in 5 years, baby. I just want to buy you a house and buy you a yacht and give you a lot of babies. I want what? And I want us to walk through town, you understand? I want your veil to be 3 meters long. Woo! Daddy's spitting a lot of game, huh? A lot of game for somebody with not even a penny in his pocket. The worst part about not having a penny in his pocket, right, is the fact that he doesn't even have dreams. He doesn't have ambition. He doesn't have protocol. And then he is not even, therefore, he can't even work towards it. So usually, in this case, women, they try. Because women like picking up strays. Stray animals. You know when they find homeless cats, SPCA. Homeless cats, SPCA. They pick up dogs, rats, you know. What do you call it? Kakara. You know those lizards and all those animals that are running around. But I think SPCA is only for dogs. And cats, maybe. But yeah, those people that rescue, like, animals there in the street or where. I'm not an animal person. So, yeah, those people, women are like that. Women like to pick up strays. Women like trash also. They like ongaga. They always feel like they want to be the Mother Teresa. The Mother Teresa of every man in this world. A man comes, he comes and tells you his small dreams here, you are paying UNAM. Yeah. Even your little brother is not going to UNAM, but you are paying Meme. No, you can just move in with me and my son in the flat. How? Mem. Whoa. Why are you having coitus in your own house? Why can't you go to somebody else's house to have coitus there? It's because it's not nice. But then why are you dating somebody that's not having a nice place to go to? And have quarters there. Now you have to, you can't just stand up and leave dirty sheets. You have to wash the sheets because it's your sheets. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, today I came with violence. Today I came with fire. Today I just want to simmer and bomb you guys. I want to ruffle your feathers. If I'm wrong, please come through. Please come through and tell me about everything. I'm speaking off at the top of my head. And I am telling you right now that this is a fact. If you want to dispute it, find me outside. How about that? But for now, ladies and gentlemen, you can officially call in. And we can have a conversation. The conversation. We don't even have a topic today. Today, it's literally me throwing shade. Today is violence. Today is Violent Thursday. Violent Thursday, where we are just violent. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Tate Abdul.
And we will equally.
Oh, it's not Tate Abdul.
Retain the favor with fire.
Fire! I like that fire stuff, please! Woo! Violence is my. Like, today we must call our Thursdays Violent Thursdays.
Yes. Violence from both sides.
Violence! Fire, please!
Yes. So the relationship is only meant for someone to. For one person to benefit. For one gender, for that matter. That's
a
question.
It's not a dialogue. It's a monologue. You are supposed to fire. Like me also, yeah, I didn't ask you guys questions.
So women must just be there because of the cookie. They should not contribute anything.
Financially.
Financially.
Because they think they are whose father's house.
To build one another. Just because of the cookie, one is already contributing to the relationship.
That's all they bring and put on the table only. She doesn't even have the brains. She's just cookie only. Walking cookie.
Who wants that?
Ew. Ew, sis man. Nobody wants that.
Yes,
sis man.
Build one another.
Yeah. You must, you must tell them, Kucha, my sister, when you are coming into this relationship, you must offer me more than just the cookie. Because right now they have even made toys. It's called a pakeputs.
It's not even up for discussion. Before I look at you already and
I know what, I can see your value.
Yeah, I know that. Okay. this is not someone that every time I want airtime, $2 airtime.
And then the worst part is that out of that $2 airtime, she only texts you 3 texts.
Yes. Hey. Or she has a car, then it's only you who are filling up.
Hey.
But you both have cars, and my car is everything is about her.
Only. No, only. My dear. Violence.
No. Violence.
Violence today, my dear. No, my dear. Fill up your own car, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You give me. When you have, I give you.
Yeah, it's a relationship. It's not a job.
Yes.
Even in a job, you have to work for your money.
Exactly. Yeah, that's enough for now.
All right.
Okay.
Ciao, ciao. All right, ladies and gentlemen, today is violence. Today what we are doing is being violent. We are going all out. If you have anything to say to the opposite gender, please do come through. There are no questions here. You are literally just saying it. Good evening.
It's a Peter.
Mama.
It's a Peter. Good evening, my sweetheart.
Good evening, my beloved Mae Maria.
Why are you violent today?
It's Violent Thursday. With a musira. Oi, with a marusira, then you before the kids eat, ne, you tell them, mommy loves you. And then you are like, Kangwa Kanji, why? What riled her up today? Yeah? Violence. Yeah?
Violence.
Today is Violent Thursday. I think it must be a thing. We must be violent on Thursdays. Do you have anything you want to be violent about, Mae Maria? Put the pot down, please.
I just want to present, then I contribute to the next time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Today I have a little surprise for you. It's going to break your heart, but it's cool.
Hey, what?
All right.
All right, love.
Bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please come through with that violence. Only Mae Maria is actually allowed to call in and say she wants to be marked present. Everybody else has to contribute to the violence. I need you guys to be honest with whoever is out there in the world. Honesty is the best policy. Straight talk, don't break no friendships. Good morning, what's popping? Good evening.
Yes, Demetria.
It's me.
Don't blame us for poverty. Now we found the poverty.
My dear, it's not about that. It's not about that. You can fire your shots. Fire. Me, I fired my shots. Why are you countering my shots?
No.
Just fire in the air.
You are scolding us.
My dear, I'm not scolding you. I'm telling you straight, what we think. Now you can also tell us. Eh? The other gentleman came to say, Kucha, hello. Me, you have to bring more to the table than just cookie. My dear, Kucha, whoa.
Number one, we are not embracing the opportunity.
Oh, fire! I'm not a job. And even if I was a job, you'd have to work for it. And the way you are working for it is wrong.
Point number two, we are in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
To each other, but not you to bring your poverty.
Please, don't bring your poverty here. I'm not Mother Teresa.
Point number three, leave your poverty where you get it.
Leave your poverty at your house, brah. If your father can't buy you textbooks, who am I?
Yes. Point number four, we must grow together, but don't just be there to say, I have a broke nigger, because you are also broke as much.
Hey, bro, kucha game, recognize game, my friend. Hey. You are attracted to broke because you are broke.
I think I must leave you there because
Violence.
Yeah, you are from our lead. I'm Pete. Let me leave you there for tonight.
Osho, Osho. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you to the Gentlemen's Club. Good night, Omlemba.
Sharp.
Got you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please, 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 please do come through on Violent Thursday with the Matriarch. Here we are being violent about anything. If you have, if you are having a little violence inside there and you feel like venting today, please vent. By all means, if you feel like telling somebody's mother, kucha, listen, guys, please check your mothers. Me, I'm not your mother. Eh? Please do come through, ladies and gentlemen. This is the one day, right, where you are allowed to fire shots into the air. Whoever catches, catches. But we are just saying we are standing as individuals just firing. Right now, we are at a shooting range. And at this shooting range, we are aiming at our targets or whatever. We are not shooting anybody. But it is important for us to shoot. This is what you call venting. So we are complaining and we are not being subjected to no, don't do that. The only principle I have, ladies and gentlemen, is that you do not swear. But apart from that, let's go. Okay, and also everybody and all of you people that are waiting for me to come on at 9 o'clock, you guys are going to be very disappointed. If you guys are not calling now, 9 o'clock is going to come and it's going to slap you because me, I'm going home at 9. So if you people are not calling in right now, come on, you guys are waiting for 10 o'clock and so that you guys can be the last ones. My dear, me, today, I'm going home at 9 o'clock. You know why? Because it's Violent Thursday now. We are just going to be violent for an hour and that's it. So, itamvenge. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of things that are wrong with us as human beings. And it is a necessity for us to look at them, acknowledge them, and fix them. But we cannot fix things if nobody is talking about it. Everybody is pretending it is okay for a young lady to assume the responsibility of her cosmetics on a young man as if this person was born by her mother. Good evening.
Daughter.
My dear mommy. Today is Violent Thursday, my dear. If you people are waiting for 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock anga and the buzzer nena. Today we are just atu fundi roma vitwa firuri, and then we go home. Fundu vai.
Na fundu roma vinde tayi.
Fundu.
You know what, daughter?
Hey.
People are ever asking me, kuta, no, Esther, why are you ever laughing?
Ufi.
I see fire.
Yeah?
I don't have much to contribute because I don't have enough credit. Hey. I'll contribute tomorrow.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Ciao. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I need you guys to come with the sauce, man. I need you guys to come with the creme de la creme. I need you guys, to show me, kucha, we are one gang. Otherwise, we are not one gang, Dan. Then there's somebody who's fooling who here. Then you guys are pretending to be my people, Dan. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Wanauvinga.
How are you doing tonight?
I am fantastic, well. My dear. Today we are firing shots.
Today we are sending fire.
My dear, AK-47 bazookas as he saw is here.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we must send fire.
Please send fire wherever you need to send fire, my dear. Even whatever. So what are you saying? What's your ammunition? What's your ammo?
Oh, the problem is the cooking oil prices. Today I went to a Congo town and the price is high.
How much was it?
Oh, the 2 liters is about $100.
Opti-
and I was like, what is going on here?
My dear.
we need to change, and even the prices for cars,
mm-hmm.
for transport, they are increased.
Nay, how much is it?
Because it's about 35 kilometers for Congo, I have to pay about $100, $120.
And then you have to go and buy $100 cooking oil. My dear, $300 to just go and buy one cooking oil. See, Namibia.
How are we going to survive?
We are not going to survive that easy. What we need to do is omankene, ni kange, na akwetu na tukwatele magadi nao.
Please, akwetu shili ni moyani kwa 09999. And I heard even the transport, the taxi is going to be $19.
That one seems to be just a rumor. I think it's only going to be $15, but we are yet to see.
Yeah, but we are yet to see, but the price for petrol is increasing mm-hmm. every day.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you are going to pay $20 in a trip.
Yeah.
Let me say you are getting paid $1,000.
My dear. And there are how many? 20 working days in a month.
20 working days in a month, and you are, the whole $800 is going to be in a tax.
My dear. And then $200 on Minamp.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
We are facing a very difficult
situation. Yeah, but I think this is the time to be inventive, my friend. On tanga. Ningutaro magadi. No, ningutaro magadi kana kanje, there is no other way. Etapati. Like just try. Ikange omankene. Ni munake no omankene no homa zimboga no my dear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to pray. God will answer our prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ewa?
Okay, thank you. I'm present.
Ewa? Today is Violent Thursday.
Yeah, all right.
We choose violence today.
I'm listening.
Okay.
Till late.
Ciao, ciao. All right, ladies and gentlemen, today on Violent Thursday, on the elephant with the matriarch, we are choosing violence fully, wholeheartedly. We are out here. Good evening.
The elephant in the room.
It's me, my dear.
The violent day.
The violence. Hey, what are you shooting your violence for? Shoot your violence, my friend.
Shoot my violence.
Shoot your violence. Because today, the people that are waiting for 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, they're ooh, that's not disappointment.
As we hear in Angola, we don't complain for fuel.
You don't complain of fuel because you guys get your fuel from Angola.
We have Angola service station for free.
Aha.
Five liters go to $45.
Oh!
Yes.
So maybe we must start driving to Hangwena region then. Like, because me, my village people, they called me already there from Washimbaba and Onamatende and Onakureka. They called and said, Kucha, we are parking our cars, ne? When you are coming to Ovambulen, just let us know.
But make sure, ne?
Tuetereko kandini.
Make sure then, you have enough energy to learn.
That's the problem. And me, kandishokupa keraka na kanji.
Just talk to me when you came here.
Yeah, I will. And indeed, do you have any violence you want to put out there?
The violence. Let me finish. I don't want to mention in the air.
Mention.
No.
Ah, you people, ne? We are not. We are not real friends, you.
I will done in 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I will come back. But why are you going home today, Eric?
No. It's Violence Thursday.
Do you have a friend?
It's Violent Thursday, my dear. Today, I'm choosing violence. And I realize that the only way to hurt your feelings, ne, is to just do something for short, fast, quick, loud, and then I'm out. To make you people depressed. I feel like you guys are slacking in class anyways.
Of course.
Yes.
It's just maybe a teacher.
This is what you call abuse. I'm abusing you guys.
Uh-huh.
I'm emotionally abusing you on purpose.
Okay.
Ewa.
triple T.
A triple T. We're not even doing attendance today.
Yeah,
I'm joking. We are doing attendance always, forever.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Ciao, ciao. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got any ounce of violence within you, if you've had a bad day, please, 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 choose your violence. Good evening.
Evening, Elizabeth. How are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
Can't complain today.
You can't. Not even a little bit. Come on.
Can't complain.
You can't.
For the violence sake.
For the violence. Be part of a team. And the team is choosing violence.
I have to.
Yes.
But for me, it might become very serious.
Be very serious, man. Me, I like violence, especially that one that's ruthless. Right. Even when I go home, I'm like, yes, I feel so alive.
you would probably think, this guy said it's violence, but this one, huh? Mm.
Hey. I know. Please, cut them.
All right. I just thought it's an opportunity for me also to say something that might not be what we are talking about today, but...
What are we talking about today?
It's violence.
Oh, okay.
Anything.
Okay. Right? Yes.
I'm a good student.
My dear, A star there.
So, yeah, for me, it's rather an advice.
Mm-hmm.
Women.
Mm-hmm.
You should choose your words when you are arguing with a man.
Look! You cannot tell me the baby is not mine because you are angry.
Where the go?
It's the woman! Hey! Sekirutare Sherry! My dear, Auntie Shikumbata until Keso, every time I look at that child, I'm like, but that ear is not really mine. I know it's a fuzango. Okan me honondai and the tipa mokafaka meme mara.
And like for me, I'm not one-sided.
Mm.
So on the side of the gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
You must stop reacting like waffles.
Yeah.
So men react so bad.
We are going for an advertisement break, but please hold the line.
Sure.
All right. We are going to go now.
Rimone na meumbo ile mongeshefa e akulo lo internet talimbri palele norishi okulinekerwa lo parates parates paife otenje e akulo lo pamakwatafando mamidingoro kongashi ondangwa ongwe diva no shakati nokukupa owa we data osheo e akulo lo network la shiako tereda po parates.africa/na nde tolitalele koma yakuro de tolitalele koma ludi oma yakuro avo Vayanje ile usaina pena bo pa online.
All right, talk to me.
Yebo.
Fire, my dear.
Arumendo no problem. Ohata meka yashike ya monokucha. Wafuka keshiko yeka.
Hey! Fundu vai.
Opua. And those are the things that are causing... Some people call gender-based violence.
Yes.
I don't think it's gender-based violence, but people call it...
It's just violence.
It's just violence.
Yes.
So, you know, you're not hired because of that.
Yes.
Instead, I might not even beat you.
Yeah. Today I saw a meme, ma'am.
Yeah.
That said, them, ne? Like them, mm-hmm. The people are saying them. Don't beat your wife, sir. And then your wife.
Mm-hmm.
What? You think I'm afraid of you? You think I'm like your mother that doesn't bath?
The woman you mentioned, mommy.
I'm like, but why are we talking about Coco she's stuck in the north, chilling there. How? 2 o'clock at night. I'm not like your mother that doesn't bath. Ha!
My dear. For me, that is where the gender. That is gender.
It's where it's coming from. Women don't know how to hold their tongues, and they feel like the only way to hurt a man is through words. But it's not. What you can do is just be a victim.
Yeah.
How long will somebody want to be living with a victim every day? You are sad. He will act right if you are sad for 2 weeks. Get when they just slop. Or via the door up on no grip. Just slop for 2 weeks. I kuna kuyeta emwene mos.
Yeah.
Kuch ay on bidi.
If things are not going well, leave it.
Yeah, as a blip toh.
Leave.
Oh, leave, man.
I too hang in a co.
As a blip. Taraneko, stand by you. Yeah, fire. Oh,
number what am I?
Oh, you are number 5. Ne?
Etrondo speaking.
My dear, is the Nyangis.
Yebo.
E uro diwecho yapo shitafura. E wakumi.
Sharp later.
Ciao. All right, ladies and gentlemen, guys, you guys have an opportunity to really, truly be violent here. You guys truly have the opportunity to say it. That little thing that's inside your heart there that you don't want to tell anybody because it's just inappropriate. Say it. Good evening.
Hello?
Good evening.
Hello?
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi. Oi. I think we lost out on that one. But please, guys, please come back. Every little thing that's inside your heart there that has been pulling your heartstrings, but you are pretending you are a man, you don't complain. Or you are a big girl now, you don't complain. Please, come. Put it on the table. Let's fire those things. Good evening.
Good evening, Elizabeth.
Hi.
I'm good.
Are you good?
I'm good, huh?
Uh-huh.
What you talking for today?
I cannot actually have a conversation with you unless your radio is off. If not, I'm going to cut them. You know why? Because today is Violent Thursday.
Yes? I'm not on the radio.
I can hear myself. Nenge, okay. Wait. Are you next to somebody that's talking there?
Okay, I'm out of the person, Anne.
Yeah, that person, why do people do that?
I'm sorry for that.
It's okay. It's not your fault. It's the person that's talking. The person can see that you're on the phone. Then they start the story there. Continue, please. How are you?
I'm doing good, Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
How are my niece?
I am fine, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what are you being violent about today?
Violent, huh?
Hey, please be violent.
Okay, I'm violent.
Be violent, my dear.
Okay.
Turongwe rutare.
I'm violent,
Anditi. Pota shichiri kontimawe. Shashino opunantu ya mwe. Wete kucha okolanja yire mo. Okuitati kucha. Akurukadhi na stopengere ya hea. Kukukara tayurasa ne kucha. Uno naka ushiwao. Ini mayacha ngao. And then the other caller came in to also say his says. Everybody is just coming in. Kea umote ya mwara. Apote shichiri kontimawe. Mkwe tu gumo kwe ya motati kucha, akwe to maga dhigo kuja. Eh? Okay, don't deal. Mkwe to complain na shika anu nina.
I'm saying that, akwe to, we men, we don't have to beat women.
Yeah, man.
Because it's our mothers.
Yeah, man.
That has created some of our mothers so that I can see that, all in the world, in Namibia. All the women, my mom, I just like that. It's my mother.
Yes, we are your moms.
Yeah, it's the one who born me.
Yes,
it's the one who born me.
Yes.
So if a man It's a man, kill a woman. Or
mm-hmm. He's a coward.
He's a coward.
Mm-hmm. Because he doesn't fight with other boys. He wants to come and fight with girls.
Yeah.
Eh.
That's not
Ukatarume mbono man.
That's Ukatarume.
Yes, that's Ukatarume, brah.
I don't need that story to be heard in Namibia.
Ne? No. I don't get that too, man. Now everybody is thinking that our whole family is beating women. Eh?
Yeah.
Ne, man?
I was so good. I was so happy that they were talking that. Why women cheat? Why women like to cheat?
Eh?
You were talking the truth, please.
Please. It's true.
It's true. You were talking truth, bro.
My dear.
If one person was jealous with you, maybe she do those works for a good job. She wait for me because she was judging. She was judging in Mutuike.
Eh, no. Oh. Hey, yeah, Shashino, the truth hurts. You only cry because it's true.
Yeah.
You never heard somebody crying of something that's not true.
You know.
My dear. Ombudhi. Tavurukurira no makhodhi kokene takazi monteka nakanshi. They are shit. Hey. Ombudhi au yothwa kana kanshi. Una kutsine.
Yes. Truth is painful. Bro.
I'm telling you. The truth is painful.
Yeah. We're talking good ideas.
Uh-huh. So what's your name? Young Anonymous.
Augie.
Yeah?
It's Augie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, what? Bye. I don't have a lot of time today. Today I'm choosing violence, my friend.
Oh, I want to know my student, please.
Your number.
Your students, sir.
My students are so just, many. I have a class of 100.
I just know. Dina.
Uh-huh. Tara. Bye. Mm. Give us a chance.
Okay.
Ewa. See you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sharp. All right. Please do come through and vent. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening, my dear.
Hey.
Ha!
How are you?
I'm fine. We don't even have to do the pleasantries, my dear. Vent. You are allowed to vent.
Oh, I've been trying to reach you like yesterday, but then I'm not passing.
Yeah. I'm in demand, my dear. Dafe tu dironjab.
I tried like calling. Uh-huh. From 9:07 until 9:47, I just gave up like... Oh, I am not going through, man. Then I fell asleep. Shindaka Papudukanga is already won. I'm like, the queen is already gone.
My dear, gone to the cribs, gone to the cabin. My dear, I arrive home very late. And it is, please, Ventutare, show us a little bit of violence. You have nothing. You have nothing to be upset about in this world.
Me?
Eh.
Me, it's about education stuff.
Please.
This education, when they change this curriculum, things become tough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, even schools now, school are business now. I'm telling you.
Uh-huh.
Our parents are being charged money. Even when those people that they did not like, let me see, I was in grade 11 and I was, and I didn't qualify to go to grade 12.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see, I have A, B, the rest are B's.
Mm-hmm.
But all the curriculum, and there are already adversity, but then this thing nowadays, it's really hurting us.
Ne?
Very much. I was one of those.
My
it really hurt me. Yes, education.
It hit you hard there. It was a low blow.
It was a low blow. Just in between there.
Mwak! Olaf. I'm telling you. Marapefe, waka upgrade anga?
Yeah, like I want to improve last year, Mos. And then That's why I'm down, because I did not, like, my parents do not have, like, registration money, like, January.
Yeah.
For June.
July. Yeah, for June registration. Because, yes. I mean, come on, like, guys, January, it must all come in January.
I do understand. Parents have other financial commitment to commit to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Education is one of them.
Yes.
Yes. You know, people, you don't like that. Education, nowadays, education is just business.
It is.
It is
an expense. It is business.
It's business, uh-huh. My dear. In making
the it's a liability. And the worst part is that you can't even guarantee that at the end of the day there, somebody's actually going to even use that degree. That's the worst part.
Yeah, and when I'm seeing in the world that I'm living in, our generation, only few people, like Yenong, there are Tara selling, sometimes like I have a degree, man, they're more Ukanda.
Yeah.
This just generation that I'm in now, in 2000s, I'm a 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
That's the generation that we are in now.
Mm-hmm. One of my massage therapists, ne, is a graduate in LLB.
Uh-huh.
My dear, she's a whole lawyer.
Uh-huh.
But there are no jobs.
See, that's why, like, let me see. Can you remember the thing of Ukraine and Russia thing, Lone?
Uh-huh.
Namibians were there, but then some Namibians just went there.
5 points.
And that's the doctor. If he's not like doing something for his living, looking for his job,
It's true. And the worst part is that those ones that have most now, they are small points. They go there, go and study medicine and come back here. They never pass the bar. They can't pass to actually go and be doctors.
They never. And this thing of introducing AS in our country, let me say it's worldwide. It's really good, actually, but then, and on three Puranga Fucha, every kid learn a different pace. Not all the kids could go to AS. Let's just keep the old curriculum the way it is.
And also, like, they didn't even give you guys a beta test.
To check it
if you guys are actually going to perform or not.
Let me tell you, Queen, I wrote grade 11, 2020.
My beloved, we are going for an advertisement break in 5 seconds.
Can I just hold on?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Please. Okay.
Go far with Paratus. Go further with Paratus Fiber. Paratus, offering high-speed, reliable fiber connectivity, starting from only $599 per month. Unlimit your lifestyle and visit na.paratus.africa for more information. Always prepare,
Paratus. Me, I'm telling you, like, I wrote grade 11, 2020, the thing which you are writing national examination, this thing was tough. It was really tough. Some of us, but we are not qualified to do AS. But then in all the curriculum...
Now wait, what is AS?
AS is Advanced Subsidiary Level.
My dear!
This thing that is like this thing called Christopher Kashipula, 3 C's, including a better symbol in English. Yeah, that thing, it really hits me. Like, I have been stressed, like, the whole of 2020, like, 2021, my parents said, I'm not just going to improve. I'm like, I see what I'm going to improve. Just to improve, things to become better.
Better.
And my dear, 2 months I've been home, missing. It's true. It really is.
No, I hear you.
It really hurts. Was he get like, bruh, totally care of the symbol, and you're comparing it with a person, and you're going to agree to a fan. You just have the same symbol, but then the person, the group of us, where are you? Or to improve. You, person, you, Kushiko, Kuchonoshi, calling that if you fail, if you do, or what is it?
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know. That's a question. I don't understand it. Not at all.
That is, you see, I feel like, yes, we need Violent Thursdays.
Oh, my dear.
My dear.
And even this thing could you could go back with things are expensive now. Things are expensive. Yes, like me now, a biscuit ticket, like me, $12 now in ShopRite. So it was $7, now it's $12.
It has increased by almost double.
My dear, even today, the emotional price I gave $20, I'm like, I want one biscuit, me. I mean, two biscuit, me. I thought I was like, $4. I'm like, what?
Anoninga piano, meme.
My dear, I'm like, oh, let me just buy one.
Hey, let me just buy one. Atuka konjisa gambiga noka fat cake. Mara, even the lady on the side of the street, nayota wezako, shashino inimwa, oheira, her supplies are expensive. Aina?
Yeah?
Na she check and kero?
Ewa, sherry.
Ewa?
Mwah.
Nah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are being violent. We are choosing violence. If there is anything and everything that you want to vent about, today is Violent Thursday with the Matriarch on The Elephant, right? Good evening.
Oh, hello, my dear.
Hello, my dear.
How are you?
I am fine. Hello, my baby. Hello.
Hello, my sweet.
Hello, my honey. Hello.
I'm also on those.
You are also on violence.
Yeah, bro.
Please be violent. Please.
No, man. Things are very expensive.
Things are expensive, huh?
My dear. Oh, even Omarongo Bantu Matara. Very expensive.
How much is Okandoha?
Oh, my dear. $20. Oh, my dear.
My dear, and there are, it's only two people that can actually eat from it.
Two, one.
Oh.
My dear.
They to kuta no kukuta no ho?
Ahawe.
Ahawe, makelala, pope penji apu kutuwa nua.
My dear.
My dear. Eh? It's Namibia.
It's Namibia.
It's Namibia. Aluta continue nua.
Ay,
kukuta, kukuta. Eh, ngweto weather ko endini romea, ngweto imange paya sheri.
Mani.
Nomea, ngeo muno nta kuunera ho.
Oh, my dear. Oh, I... It's okay.
Ewa, ay, zizimika. Ando wako aterwi yere, wawee, simbondi ya kwe kune funji.
Before I figure out,
Bye-bye.
Bye, I'm number?
You are number 9.
All right.
Nga-nga. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please, if you are choosing your violence, choose your violence. I even took off my jacket so that I can be violent in peace. Inandikwa takosha. Hey. Hello.
Yes, evening. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Hey. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. I'm just enjoying your show.
Really? Do you want to be violent?
A little bit.
Please, by all means.
I think your male callers are very boring. They are just speaking like they have food in their mouth. They should speak up. Precisely. They should speak up, man. I hope I'm not speaking like them.
No, you are not. You came with a lot of energy. You are not. But I like the violence. Yes, throw shots.
I don't know whether you set your bar very high or what is really going on. It's like men are coming in like,
They put me on a pedestal, my friend.
they should dominate. They should speak up.
Oi, you know? And I'm giving them a platform.
And you are actually giving them energy. They're just coming like, you know, like they are chewing bubble gum. They should speak up, man. Come on.
Lady Lady May, my friend. Bubblegum.
Precisely. They shouldn't act like they are females. Men should be men.
They must get off the brinkets.
I have noticed that men, when it comes to eating, dressing, walking, talking, they want to be women. They want to be female. Meanwhile, the female are the ones that are more active. I think we need a whip to whip some men.
Fire!
Okay, I hope I should end there. Otherwise, they will hunt me.
What we do, we must sing our song, violence.
It's a Thursday violence, so I just brought my peace.
Yes, my dear. I like that.
All right. Great night.
Okay,
bye.
Ciao.
All
right, ladies and gentlemen. Inamu popsa emwa famunisi mamokano talomgwe rakucha. That's the violence. So that's the problem. Jangaman. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Hello.
Oh.
I can't hear you, my beloved, but I'm going to cut them. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today we are choosing violence fully. Do you know why? Because we need to vent. I feel like today we just need to vent. Good evening.
Yebo.
Yes, please vent.
Let me just switch off the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How is your night?
Ah, my night is violent, and yours?
let me.
And yours?
I'm saying, an iPhone was just made for women and gays. There's no in here. Can get an iPhone made for straight men. No way.
No way a man needs so many filters.
So that you can go to Ushengavo.
Yeah. There's no one man that needs three cameras. For what?
For what?
If you don't know where the beard is already, it's there. It's on your face. It has been on your face. I'm Simanekwa. Yakwetu Janankari. Yeah. Okay, is that your piece of... Okay, that was the piece of violence, which iPhones are only made for women and gays. So, y'all that have iPhones out there, we should check you, kucha. Adam and Steven. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have been choosing violence. Good evening. Oi. Please, ladies and gentlemen, you guys have 3 more minutes to call in, and then after that, it is a wrap. It is done. Good evening.
Why are you threatening us?
That is a threat, my dear. And I like the fact that you are not willing to risk it. Because I don't know if she's serious. I don't know. But I actually don't want to be marked absent for nothing. I don't know. Yes, I like the fact that you don't want to risk it.
And now you chase me away from my position.
Ah, this is your position, my dear. We can talk for the next 4 minutes. It's really a wrap. Today I'm knocking off at 9.
Why?
Yeah? Because today I'm choosing violence. Is it not gonna hurt your feelings?
It is.
Yes.
Really?
The point of this show is to hurt feelings. I feel like I've been too nice this whole time. You guys are forgetting who's in charge. Yeah? You guys are calling in even, let me take my sips of wine. How? Whoa. Today, I just want to pull heartstrings. Eh? I want to see what are you guys going to be doing for the next 2 hours, Daddy.
And then our surprise, you see, they have a surprise for us.
Oh, that's the surprise. The surprise is that I'm knocking off at 21.
Wow.
Yes. Dina, fire your shots, my dear. There's nothing under there. Fire your shots.
For me, I just have a problem of not feeling students. Like I was almost a victim.
Mm-hmm.
So now when the results came out last year, I was at home. Then I checked my results 2 days after.
Mm-hmm.
after the results came. Then I was checking the records. Apparently, I failed first year.
Mm.
Then I'm checking now how did I fail first year? I didn't fail anything.
Anything. How do you fail first year if you've passed everything?
But now it was too late to ask. So I just waited for the school to reopen.
Yeah.
And then I called the faculty officer.
Which faculty are you in?
Humanities.
Okay.
And then she was like, no, you guys don't read what the credits. I'm like, ma'am, I did not fail any module. How is it possible that...
Here is my academic record, ma'am. Show me the one I failed.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, okay. Then one student was also there, but that one lost his bursary because apparently he also failed why he did not.
Oh. It's UNAM. Do you know that at UNAM you can go and write an exam, ne? And then they can tell you that you didn't write the exam. They can't find your question paper, but your name is on the attendance. You only at UNAM, my dear.
Receipt. I also have attendance receipt. It's them. How is it possible that I did not write? UNAM is ailing us.
UNAM has done things, you. University of Namibia. It has done things, my dear. Why you have to repeat a module 3 times and the 2 times ne is not even because you failed.
And then they spin the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
And then that
institution is known for many, many things. That's why I'm very happy that you're not even in the hostel. Because a lot of girls have horror stories from that hostel, my friend.
But then also me, I'm complaining also about taxi. First, me, I'm getting a bike.
Get a bike, man.
Yeah, I'm getting a bike. But home girl cannot even ride one. I think I need classes.
You just learn. YouTube. You know that nobody goes to school for anything anymore. We just YouTube. Me, the other day, how to be a radio presenter. Come on, you must be funny. I was like, check. You've got 30 seconds. I'm telling you, are you heartbroken? That is the intention. I'm one of those mothers that will tell you that I'm beating you because I love you. Dina wanje. We've got 6 more seconds. Bye, Nkero.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
It's Sunday lunch, and Mama has cooked our favorite real good chicken.
Lunch is ready.
I hand her my plate, hoping to get my favorite piece of chicken, the drumstick. Salad, pumpkin, rice, and now for the moment I've been waiting for, the most delicious chicken ever. Of course I got a drumstick, because Mum buys the 2 kilograms real good chicken mixed portion bags, so that everybody in the family can enjoy their favorite piece of chicken. Real good chicken, real tender, real tasty, real good. Proud project of...